Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Escaping Moral Adventure. Today's episode is a bit different because I'm flying solo for this one. So wish me luck, please. Hopefully it goes well. So today I will briefly share with you information about guarding our heart. So we'll talk about the importance of that, of guarding our heart, as well as some ways to do just that. So let's go ahead and dive in. Let's look at the first part of Proverbs 4:23 first. In the first part of that scripture, we are told to guard our heart above all else. Another translation says, be careful how you think. So in the Old Testament, that word heart is used over 800 times, and 200 of those times, more than 200 of those times, actually, the word heart is used when referring to someone's emotions or thought life. So we can tell by just the number of times that it's used that our heart and guarding our heart is clearly very important. So why? Why is this important? Well, let's look back at scripture to figure that out. So if we go back to Proverbs 4:23 and read the whole verse, this is what it says. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Another translation says, be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. So we see here that our heart or our thought life shapes us. So this is why it is so important to be careful how we think, to guard our hearts. If we look at another proverb in chapter 23, verse 7, it says, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. So we see we are what we think. I'm going to keep looking at scripture here, you guys, because scripture is truth. So let's move on to another one in Luke 6:45. It says, a good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart, and an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. What you say flows from what is in your heart. So again, we see here that our heart, our thought life, determines or produces our actions and our words. What we think, we are. This is why it's so important, why our thought life is so important, and guarding our heart. Okay, so we know a couple things so far. We know that we need to guard our heart, which means to just be careful how we think. And we also know why, right? Because it significantly shapes who we are. Now, how do we do this? How do we guard our heart and be careful how we think? Well, there's a lot of different ways, but what it boils down to, or what it starts with, what it begins with, is what we are allowing into our minds. Okay, so before we go any further, what I would like to do is just take some time. Anybody listening, I would like us to take some time to think about what we are filling our mind with. And we're going to do this just by asking ourselves a few questions. All right, so let's just, as you listen to these questions, kind of take inventory, if you will. What do I watch on TV? What do I read in books and magazines? What do I see and read on social media? What music and podcasts and friends do I listen to? Okay, so after thinking about that for just a few moments, decide if the information that's filling your mind will lead you to thoughts that you want to shape your life. Because remember, what we think, we are. So if the information that we're allowing into our mind is not something we want to shape our life, then we need to find something different to fill our minds with, right? We need to find something different to watch, to listen to read. And that leads me into my next point. So our mind should be filled with the truth, and the truth is God's word. But in order for that to happen, we have to be intentional. So what are some ways that we can fill our mind with truth and therefore guard our heart? Well, one way we can do that, and I feel like this is the most obvious way, is by reading the Bible regularly, and daily is best, of course. What I like to do is begin my day early, preferably before the kiddos wake up, and spend time reading my Bible during the quiet hours of the morning, or quiet minutes. Who am I kidding? I don't get up that much earlier than the kids. And, you know, this has also been challenging. So getting up early has been more challenging in some seasons of life for me so far and less challenging in others. You know, back when my kiddos were newborns, sleep was hard to come by and quiet moments were hard to come by. So it was much more challenging to find my time in the morning to read the Bible. So just take into account the season of life that you are in and find a time to spend in the Word that works best for you. Now, the reason that I do like mornings best is because then my mind is filled with truth first thing in the morning. So, you know, ideally, I'm in the Word before I even check my phone. I don't want my mind filled with things that may drain my mental energy, like emails or social media posts or text messages or whatever the case may be. I want it filled with that life-giving truth first thing in the morning. Okay, a second way that we can fill our mind with truth is by participating in a Bible study. So Bible studies can be done individually or with others. Either way, just digging into the Word and learning more about it is a great way to guard our hearts and to fill our minds with truth. As I said, these can be done individually or with others. And the benefit of doing Bible studies with others, though, is that we have the opportunity to fellowship with others who will spur us on towards Christ. And that is actually a third way that we can guard our hearts. So spending time with others who will hold us accountable and encourage us when we're struggling to fill our minds with truth is a great way to guard our hearts. A fourth way to do this is by listening to podcasts and sermons or reading books that are based on God's Word. So we can guard our hearts in that way as well. There are so many podcasts and books out there based on the Bible. It is very important, though, to use discernment when determining which books to read or podcasts or sermons to listen to, because, you know, there are many authors and speakers out there who claim to be preaching God's Word, but they're instead twisting it into what is not truth, I'll say. So some podcasts that I listen to and trust at this time are the Point Taken podcast with Tom Hufty, and I also listen to the Elisa Childers podcast. I enjoy those. There's others as well. I think Knowing Faith is one. And you know, there are actually ones for kiddos too that are really good. So the Fish Bites for Kids podcast is one that I'll have our kiddos listen to and they enjoy. And then the other one is God's Big Story. Our kiddos really enjoy listening to those. So we can even start preparing our young children to guard their heart and be careful how they think, right? By feeding them the truth as well through these different ways. Okay, other authors and pastors that I trust are Chip Ingram and Chuck Swindoll. So they are good people to follow as well through podcasts or read their books or listen to their sermons. Okay, so the fifth way and last way that we will talk about today to guard our hearts and fill our minds with truth is by memorizing scripture. So earlier I mentioned the importance of reading the Bible. So memorizing scripture takes that a little bit farther. We commit to memory that truth that we're finding in God's Word. And that's so important, because if God's Word, the Bible, is the truth, and it is, then everything we read, hear, and see throughout any given day needs to be filtered through that lens, through that truth. And if we don't have scripture memorized, it's going to be much more difficult for us to separate the noise of this world from the truth of God's Word in any given moment. So the more we have memorized, the easier it will be for us to quickly spot that noise versus the truth and therefore guard our hearts against anything that is not in line with truth and that will shape us to become something that we do not want to become. So that's why memorizing scripture is so important. One way that I have found helpful to memorize scripture is by writing them down on note cards. So I have, gosh, I don't know how many right now, but I started really trying to memorize scripture intentionally at the start of this year. And so I have a box of note cards with probably, I don't know, 30 or more scriptures so far on them. And I work on one scripture at a time. And once I have that memorized, then I move on to the next scripture. And I recite the scripture I'm trying to memorize every day, if at all possible. And then once I have it memorized, I may go back to that scripture once a week and recite it in addition to the new scripture that I'm reciting daily. So basically, just making it a habit to recite those scriptures that you're trying to commit to memory and doing that until you have it down in your mind and then coming back to it relatively frequently to make sure you don't forget that information. Okay, let's take another quick inventory and ask ourselves some more questions before we close out for today. All right, so listen to these questions and kind of think about them in the context of your own life. Am I spending time reading my Bible? Am I fellowshipping with others who will spur me on towards Christ, who will hold me accountable and encourage me when I'm struggling to fill my mind with truth? Am I studying the Bible with others? Am I listening to podcasts and reading books that are based on God's word? Am I attending a Bible preaching church and listening to the sermons? And am I memorizing scripture? So all of those are ways in which we can fill our mind with truth and therefore guard our hearts. Let's be intentional this week about what we allow to fill our minds. Let's fill our minds with information that is in line with God's word. Because remember, what you think, you are.